This is Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo. It's Frank Abate from Nation Talk, and today we're joined by Minister Brad Duguid, Aboriginal Affairs here in Ontario. Minister, thank you very much for taking the time for joining Nation Talk.
Frank, I'm absolutely delighted to join you today.
You're taking over a big portfolio. You've had a high-profile predecessor. Minister Bryant has moved on to economic development. How do you feel about your new role here?
Well, let me say I am absolutely thrilled about this opportunity. I think Minister Bryant did a wonderful job in building a very strong foundation for a relationship that needed to be strengthened between our First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people and our government. My goal now will be to build on that relationship, and I'm delighted the Premier's had the confidence to give me this responsibility. And I'm looking forward to working with our First Nations people and strengthening the foundation that Michael Bryant has begun.
There's been several changes in Aboriginal Affairs. You are a veteran in Ontario politics, and that's great to see. What do you see as one of the primary roles of Aboriginal Affairs and your role within that organization?
Well, I think everything starts with relationship building. We have to continue to build a relationship based on trust, based on respect. That will be my first role, and in the coming weeks and months, I'll be getting out around the province to work on that relationship, to continue to strengthen it, and use that relationship to address some of the concerns that we have. Working together with the First Nations people to urge the federal government to put more priority on settling land claims. Working together to create greater opportunity for economic development for Aboriginal communities across the province. Working together to address some of the huge social issues that exist in our Aboriginal communities, whether that be health, whether that be education, whether that be housing, all the issues that identify a gap that exists between our non-Aboriginal and our Aboriginal population.
You've obviously got a great team here because they've done some good briefing with you. You've got your finger on the pulse.
Maybe I could be called a quick study on this, but it's not like these issues have not been a priority for our province from day one. So all members of our government, I think, recognize how important Aboriginal Affairs is to our government. And I think, frankly, we all know, and the Premier believes this very deeply, that a strong Aboriginal community in the province of Ontario is required if we're going to have a strong province.
What do you see as some of the biggest problems and some problem resolution items that you might be moving towards?
Well, I think the root of many of the issues are the federal land claims. That's where the bulk of the disputes lie, and we've got to continue, we as a government and we in partnership with our First Nations and Métis people, to continue to apply pressure to the federal government to get these disputes resolved as quickly as possible. There are many other things that we in partnership will need to tackle, but I think that first and foremost is our first goal. We do have both a legal and moral obligation to work closely with our First Nations and Métis people in everything that we move forward with. And in particular, I think we need to do more to open the door to economic development opportunities. And that's where I think the duty to consult provides a great opportunity for all of us to move forward together.
What about this new relationship fund? Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
There's $25 million that's been set aside. I believe it'll start rolling out in the beginning of 2009. And that's to go towards helping to build capacity within our Aboriginal communities across the province to assist in dealing with governments, to assist in establishing the ability to consult in an informed way. And I think that will go a long way to, they call it a new relationship fund, to strengthening the relationship that we have and giving our communities the opportunity to ensure that they're well represented and trying to take full advantage of the economic opportunities that may well be coming forward, whether it be through resource development, whether it be through energy projects. We also have the gaming agreement that my predecessor put in place, and that's a $3 billion agreement, and $201 million has been forwarded. It's already out the door doing good work, I think, right across the province in our Aboriginal communities, which is something that I hope is leading to improvements in some of the social conditions. I hope it's leading to improvements in capacity and opportunities to go after some of the opportunities in economic development that exist.
What about some of the Native and Aboriginal folks in the cities, in the large towns?
That's a good question, Frank. I'm from Scarborough in Toronto, and I believe the largest concentration of Aboriginal population is here in the city of Toronto. And there is a huge need. I've had the opportunity when I was working in municipal affairs to work on some projects to provide housing in our community and services in our community that target and assist our Aboriginal community. And I think there's no question there's a huge need in our urban centers as well. And I think one of the things that excites me about having this opportunity to take on some of these challenges is as you look across the province, there's a lot of work yet to be done. And while it looks like it's going to be a challenging task, at the same time, if we all pull together, I think we can accomplish a lot.
It's only been a week, Minister. Is your team already talked to you about visiting some First Nations and seeing some of these First Nations firsthand?
I've got to tell you, I am chomping at the bit to get out to visit our First Nation communities across the province. I mean, I've been made aware of a number of the issues that exist out there, but I think when you see and meet people face-to-face, when you see issues firsthand, you gain a better understanding for what's out there. I know there's a huge need. I know there's lots of work to be done, and I can't wait to get out across the province to meet with a number of the chiefs and to meet with a number of our First Nations and Métis population.
Southern Ontario, I mean, it's a hot spot. How do you feel about that area?
Well, I've had an opportunity in the week that I've been minister to speak with Chief Montour. I'm looking forward to visiting the Caledonia area and Brantford area sometime very, very soon. There's a lot of complexity to the issues down there, and I'm not naive enough to think that as a new minister I can come in and solve all these problems. The root of the problem is this is a federal land claim. And it's the sooner that land claim can be resolved, the sooner this situation can be resolved as well. That being said, I will do all I can as Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, and our government will do all we can to bring the federal government to the table, to work with them and our First Nations and our Six Nations in that particular location to try to find resolution. We recognize as well there are challenges for the surrounding communities through the Haldimand Track because of some of the uncertainty that exists as a result of this dispute. And we'll work with those partners as well to try to bring people together as much as we possibly can. It may sound simple to say that, but building a strong, trusting, and respectful relationship is probably the key way to resolving a lot of these issues.
Brantford's a key area. What about some of the mining and energy issues up in northern Ontario? Some of them are, like you mentioned, chomping at the bit. They're looking at huge opportunities economically up there.
Well, I see that as challenges, yes, but really opportunity is the word that I'd like to use. I see this as whether it be energy projects or whether it be mining in the future. Our resources up north are an incredible asset for us and a real opportunity to ensure that our First Nations population is at the table, ensure that as we move forward together, and that we ensure that those great resources, that some of the benefits from those resources are shared appropriately, shared fairly. It may well be one of the windows that we have available to improve the economic development opportunity of our First Nations communities.
Have you had an opportunity as yet to meet with some of the other ministries?
Absolutely. I've met with Michael Gravel. I've met with George Smitherman. I'll be meeting actually with the Minister of Natural Resources, Donna Cansfield, in the next couple of days. Those ministries in particular are integral to the future of our First Nations people in this province. And I know those ministers are very committed to engaging in meaningful consultation as we move forward with issues that impact our Aboriginal communities. I know that they're all three of those ministers are very, very committed to doing that. I'm looking forward to having a good working relationship with them. And looking forward to advocating on behalf of our Aboriginal community with them.
A lot of ministries on the surface sounds like a lot of red tape. Have you looked at ways of maybe trimming that red tape at all?
I think everybody sees that all governments are inundated with red tape. And in my previous responsibility, in fact, the Premier charged me with the responsibility of putting together a plan to cut through a lot of that red tape when it comes to dealing with our business community and when it comes to dealing with our partners. Our government is really going to do all that we can as we move forward to trying to make it easier to do business with our government. Governments are tough to do business with. I think we all recognize that. And those of us, I've had the opportunity to work in elected office for over 14 years now, and I can tell you that many of us that are elected to do work within government are probably more frustrated than those that have to deal with government on the outside. We've come a long way over the last 4 or 5 years in improving the way our government does business with our partners, with our people, but there's still room for improvement.
Minister Duguid, your sincerity is certainly noticeable and appreciated. How about just a couple of parting words as we move forward?
Well, change is always difficult. We've now had a change of ministers, and I guess what I want to say is I want to reassure our First Nations, Métis, and Inuit communities that I will continue to be as passionate as Michael Bryant was in building that strong relationship. I look forward to building on that, improving it even further, and ensuring that we are able to accomplish a number of things that are going to lead to better quality of life for Aboriginal community and better opportunity for economic development.
Mr. Duguid, thanks for joining me in Nation Talk, and we look forward to chatting again in the future.
Anytime, Frank. It's been a pleasure.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo.
For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.